This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Someone just tweeted us that famous picture, Boomer, of you and O.J. Simpson that was most recently shown in the O.J. Made in America documentary, but it's something you've talked about on the air before, that picture of OJ interviewing you on a football field was actually used in the OJ trial. That's a famous picture that person came across and tweeted to us this morning. And there's some people, I'm sure, that don't know that story and haven't heard that story.
Well, there was a photographer in Cincinnati that when the trial started wanted to send video evidence of the Bruno Maglis and the gloves. And it just so happened that OJ was interviewing me after this game that we had won. And I'll never forget when this blown up photo of him interviewing me shows up in the courtroom. Now, as we all remember, this thing was all on TV and it was really the first reality show of its kind. And it was real. And my sister Robin, who's no longer with us, watched this thing. She was into it every single day. Like I've never seen her get into something like this, like in my entire life. And she calls me and she goes, "Boomer, damn, you're everywhere." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She goes, "You're in the OJ trial now in a full length picture with him interviewing you on the sideline of one of your playoff games." And I'm like, "Damn, I guess I am." And that picture stood up there. I want to say at least for a week, maybe 10 days of the trial. And I was referred to as the subject who was being interviewed. They never mentioned my name. They never mentioned, you know, the team that I played for. They just kept referring to me as the subject. And yeah, so that was on last night. And that's part of the picture and the picture collection that was in the OJ trial as evidence.
Yeah, that is incredible. I mean, I can't talk about a surreal moment where did you end up watching it yourself after your sister tipped you off to it? And what was that experience like?
I knew the whole thing was a scam and I knew that he was going to get off. You could just tell by the makeup of the jury and everything else. And, you know, I did not even bother watching it, you know, and this goes back to I'll never forget that I was at a bachelor party at the Riga Royale Hotel for a dear friend of mine. It was also, I think it was Nick game 5 or 4, whatever it was. And that's when the Al Cowlings white Bronco thing started and how everybody was just fixated on the TV and everything else. And then you fast forward to the trial and there I am as part of the evidence, but I never got called to testify.
So that's too bad, man. That would have been great.
I don't know about that, but it absolutely
would have been. I mean, I know it's a horrible situation. We're talking about murder, but that would have been a great story to hear from you if you were called to testify in that situation. Well, that's a huge piece of American history right there, that trial.
Now, here's the weird thing. Do you remember the TV show First and 10 that he was doing on HBO?
Yes, I do. I remember that. Yep.
All right. So me and my buddy Mike Norseth, who was the backup quarterback to me in Cincinnati, fly out to L.A., and I'm going to be a guest on First and 10. And O.J. was cool back then. He was fun. He got you involved in different things, and, you know, he was sharing his wealth and his fame and all that other stuff. This is prior to the murders, obviously. And he invites me and Mike back to his house in Brentwood. And he says, you know, Nicole's going to make dinner for us. Come on, you know, come on over and all this other stuff. And, you know, I got to know OJ pretty well because he actually interviewed me when Gunner was like 3 years old initially to start the whole BEF Foundation and, NBC covered it great, and they covered Gunner great, and me great. He actually came to my house in New York and had dinner with us in New York and all this other stuff back in 1993. So he was kind of reciprocating the favor. So I went back out there that summer, and, you know, we go to his house in Brentwood, and he is like, Nicole's not there. And he is going ballistic. He is going nuts. And I'm looking at Mike. I'm like, you know, it's not that big of a deal. We can leave. We can go out to dinner somewhere. It doesn't matter. And, you know, the things that he was saying were just like cringing. Like we were cringing there listening to him go off about this. And I just said, you know, we're just going to take off and left. And we went out to dinner. I never saw him again after. I don't think I saw him again after that.
Wow.
I'd have to go back and try to piece it all together. But it's the whole thing was bizarre. So I was at his house in Brentwood, saw the compound, showed me, you know, the thing, the guest house in the back and all that stuff.
Was Cato Kalin in there?
Cato was there.
He was there.
You know? He was there. So it was a beautiful house and a beautiful, you know, if anybody's ever been to Brentwood and, Beverly Hills and everything, I mean, it was just an awesome, awesome place. And, you know, and he was showing us around. He was really proud of it and everything else like that. And unfortunately, Nicole was not there. And he didn't get the dinner, I think, that he thought that he was going to get. And I'm not sure where she was. You know, who knows where she was.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. What about how early was this, or was it close to when the murder happened, or was it a few years in between?
No, I think I want to say the interview that when that took place had to be maybe 91. I think that might have been 91 when that interview took place. And then 93, I think it was 93 we went out there, or maybe it was 92, I can't remember. We went out there, 91 or 92. And then, of course, 94, everything hit the fan.
Wouldn't it be just amazing if he got a hold of you, like you're at home right now, you're isolating yourself,
No, it's not. I don't want to be contacted by him.
The phone rings. It's O.J. Simpson. Hey, we never had that dinner.
Yeah.
Why don't you come on out when this is all over?
I have another story about O.J. with another buddy of mine. You know my buddy Jeff Ruby, who owns all the restaurants in the Midwest.
Yeah, Ruby Steakhouse.
Ruby Steakhouse. It's unbelievable. So O.J. is in town down in Louisville for the Kentucky Derby, and he decides he's going to go to Ruby's restaurant at the Kentucky Derby down in Louisville. And he sits down at a table, and my buddy Jeff Ruby walks in and throws him out of the restaurant. Says, we do not serve murderers.
Yes. I love it.
Do you remember? So the next thing I know, I turn on Fox News. Who's there? Jeff Ruby giving an interview about how he threw OJ out of the restaurant.
That's great. I love it. That's tremendous. I bet you that happens in a lot of places, and Jeff Ruby sort of set the tone for that whole thing. I don't know,
but Jeff Ruby's crazy, you know, and I love Jeff. I mean, he's crazy like a fox. But this was back in 2007. That's right. It was 2007, so it was before Craig and I started on WFAN when that happened. So it was May 9th of 2007. He basically threw him out of the restaurant. Before it was the night before the Kentucky Derby.
Man,
he is sickened by the attention Simpson still attracts, according to reports back then.
Man, I got to go back and read that article in the break. I'm definitely interested in seeing that. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.